Welcome to the first hour of The Feeling of Jazz. For tonight's show, this is Bill Satterly kicking off the show. And I'm going to start the show with my first tune is a Joy DeFrancesco CD entitled Goodfellas. And a lot of it has to do with the music from Goodfellas and The Godfather. But this particular song is Volare. And I think you older folks would think of Dean Martin whenever you hear this particular song. Features Joey DeFrancesco on a Hammond B3 organ, Frank Mignola on guitar, and Joe Ascani on drums. So let's listen to their rendition of a tune entitled Volare. I think Dean Martin would have approved of that rendition of that tune. It kind of picked up the pace at the beginning of the show.
Wonderful opener, Bill. I'm going to continue to devote my portion of the show to those two great composers, George Gershwin, who wrote the music, and his brother Ira, who did the lyrics. And they did countless great tunes, and all the jazz artists down through the years identified with these tunes. They loved the rhythms and the melodies and the harmonies, and made great vehicles to improvise on. I'm going to open up my portion of the Gershwin salute with the Bill Potts Big Band doing the tune from the Porgy and Bess folk opera in Summertime. And this is a United Artists album called The Jazz Soul of Porgy and Bess. A tremendous big band. There's too many great artists on here to name them all, but I'll give you the soloists. We've got Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Al Cohn and Zoot Simmons on tenor sax. Let's listen to Summertime. Bill Potts, great big band, doing Gershwin's Summertime. Soloists were by Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Al Cohn and Toot Simmons on tenor sax, and there was Bill Evans back there on piano.
I want to go to a big band sound. It's the Oscar Peterson Trio with Bursting Out with the All-Star Big Band on Verve. So let's listen to their rendition of a tune, I Love You. Oscar Peterson, backed up by the big band, doing an upbeat version of a tune entitled I Love You.
And sorting through my collection to put together the show as a Gershwin salute, I found an album I thought was very appropriate. It's called Zoot Sims and the Gershwin Brothers. Of course, tenor sax man Zoot Sims. And this is an album we cut on the Pablo label, but backed up by Oscar Peterson on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, George Moratz on bass, Grady Tate on drums. Let's listen to Zoot do his version of George and Ira Gershwin's The Man I Love.
Thank you.
Our man, the swinging tenor man, John Haley Zoot Sims, on tenor sax, doing George and Ira Gershwin's great composition, A Man I Love, from his Pabbo album. Zoot Sims and the Gershwin Brothers, some fine piano work there by Oscar Peterson, and the guitar you heard was that of Joe Pass.
I want to do a vocal by Annie Ross of the Landbrit Hendrix and Ross fame. This is a CD on Pacific Jazz Sings. It says Annie Ross sings a song with Jerry Mulligan, and it features Annie obviously on vocals, Jerry Mulligan baritone, Chet Baker trumpet, Henry Grimes on bass, and Dave Bailey drums, doing a tune entitled Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea.
But I'd hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off of my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist. I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue.
Devil and the deep.
Ross, backed up by Jerry Mulligan, doing Got You Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. And Mulligan just kind of laid low in the background and was playing some beautiful baritone.
One of the tastiest albums that Annie Ross and Jerry Mulligan ever cut, I think. Now I'm going to turn to tenor sax man Ike Quebec, and he's going to do a George and Ira Gershwin tune that almost all the jazz musicians play one time or another. It makes for a swing jazz solo, the structure of the tune. This is Ike Quebec on tenor sax doing George and Ira Gershwin's But Not For Me. Big earthy tenor sax sound of Ike Quebec doing George and Ira Gershwin's great composition, But Not For Me.
I'm going to go to the quartet sound of Cal Jader on a fantasy CD entitled Jazz at the Black Hawk, and this was recorded live, and the Black Hawk was in San Francisco, featuring Cal on vibes, Vince Giraldi on piano, Gene Wright bass, and Al Torrey drums, doing a tune entitled Lover Come Back to Me. Thank you. obviously that was live. It was Cal Jader doing Lover Come Back to Me, and Gene Wright, who was a bass player, spent a lot of time playing with Dave Brubeck.
Do Something Now by cornetist Ruby Braff. A lot of the CDs will say it's Ruby Braff on trumpet, but he never played trumpet. He always played cornet. And he always had a good way of naming his group. This is Ruby Braff and his New England Songhounds. And they're going to do a Gershwin tune. Nice work if you can get it. And this is really a great lineup. Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, Dave McKenna on piano, Harold Alden on guitar, Frank Tate on bass, Alan Dawson on drums. Let's listen to George and Ira Gershwin's composition, Nice Work If You Can Get It. always effervescent, Ruby Braff on cornet, leading up his little group called the New England Songhounds. Has some nice tenor sax there, work by Scott Hamilton, and the guitar solo by Harold Alden. And that was George and Ira Gershwin's Nice Work If You Can Get It.
I'm going to play something by trombonist plural Kay Winding and J.J. Johnson, who were probably the foremost trombone players in the 50s, and they have a distinct sound that nobody's ever been able to duplicate. So they're going to do a tune entitled It's All Right With Me, featuring Kay Winding on trombone, and he kind of hails from Denmark, and J.J. Johnson trombone from Indy, Dick Katz on piano, and Al Hardwood drums. Let's listen to It's All Right With Me. Thank you. If you've never heard them before, I think the next time you hear them, you'll recognize who they are. Liner notes don't list who the bass player was, but there was one in that particular song.
Once in a while, it was Milt Hinton working with that group, but it's hard to tell from that track. Well, we're going to do something now by the George and Ira Gershwin duo. This is a tune that isn't done too often by jazz musicians, although it's done many times by jazz vocalists. This is George Shearing on piano with Don Elliott on vibes, Chuck Wayne on guitar, doing a clever little tune that George and Ira put together called They All Laughed. They All Laughed. That was by George Shearing on piano, Don Elliott on vibes, Chuck Wayne on guitar, George Ira Gershwin's very clever little tune.
I think, to me, George Shearing quintets is one of the most beautiful sounds of jazz. I'm going to finish out the first hour of This Feeling of Jazz and ask you to join us for one more hour after a quick pause. I'm going to conclude the first hour with an Impulse CD entitled The Blues and the Abstract Truth. And it features Oliver Nelson on alto and tenor sax, Eric Dolphy on alto and flute, Freddie Hubbard trumpet, George Barrows on baritone, Bill Evans piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Roy Haynes drums, doing a tune entitled Yearning.